We checked out music by Lizzo with About Time, About Damn Time for that matter. And at the same time, we checked out Amos and Ami Faku with Fatela and now Asanda Kusasa. That's Argento Dust featuring Zakes Bantwini. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Boost your mornings with Fresh Breakfast on 102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. Baby, I just want to eat it.
Now, today is Kasinga Day. It's one of the days that has a very, very dark story when it comes to our history. Now, in our research, we uncovered a clip of a former South African Defense Force soldier reenacting the day leading up to the Kasinga attack. We would like to add a disclaimer and advise that the clip is of a sensitive nature. If you are unable to stomach this, we sincerely ask you to perhaps not listen.
Right, we were called up. We didn't know where we were going to. We were called up for a camp in Bloemfontein. We knew something was on the go because previously we had gone on other clandestine camps in Palabor, etc. We went to Bloemfontein for this training camp, and whilst doing this training camp, they filtered us. They got rid of all the sick, lame, and lazy guys that didn't really make the grade. And Colonel Breitenbach called us all aside, the remainder of us, and he said to us, right, this is a deal, this is what we're going to do. We're going to attack this base in Angola called Kasinga. And suddenly it was quite a lot of anxiety. We knew we had always been building up to something like this, but we never knew when it was actually going to take place or how and when. Now the day had arrived. Anyway, they flew us from Bloemfontein to Grootfontein. We arrived there in the C-130s, the very same C-130s that we used in the operation. They kitted us out there. You know, they were talking about anti-aircraft guns situated there, and they had so many tanks and so many armored cars and over 1,000 troops on the ground, and they're all armed with the AK-47s and so on. Anyway, we flew to Grootfontein. We had a nice meal there, but the ammo, my goodness, it was hand grenades. Me being number two LMG, I had to carry my own ammo, plus I had to carry belts for the LMG, 7.62 rounds. Can't remember exactly how many of them now, but it was roughly about 250 rounds of ammunition in addition to my normal R1 magazines. We had three or four hand grenades, we had a mortar bomb, we had food for 2 days.
So as we continue with the show this morning, we're going to feature more clips that were profound in one way or another with regards with the unfortunate events that took place on this day in 1978, that would be 45 years ago today.
Energize with Fresh Breakfast. Wake up on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It is Opsekop Sevier. So Solomon's Ali Tim's Opticop. Yeah. 7 a.m. right now. Look at me just trying to fast forward the time. With the NSK and Shaquan, thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. For now, though, we need you to get ready to be moved in a positive way, because we've got a fresh titan for you that has a story to tell. Also, what's the most embarrassing thing you've been caught doing? We'll check out your voice notes in a bit. Stick around.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.